Welcome to the 21st episode of Podcaster. In this episode, we have some interviews and a poem about Mrs. Marriage. Now we have an interview with Mrs. Marriage, our head teacher, who will be leaving at Easter.
How long have you been teaching for?
I've been teaching for about 27 years altogether.
How long have you been at this school?
I've been at this school for nearly 12 years. I first walked in the door of this school 12 years ago last week.
What will you miss most about this school?
I think I'll miss the children and some of the fun things that we do, things like May Day and Christmas plays and all those sort of exciting things.
Is there anything you won't miss about this school?
I think I won't miss the amount of paper that I have to keep reading, all the things that need reading and dealing with and sending back to people.
Okay, thank you.
Now we have a poem about Mrs. Marriage.
Mrs. Marriage,
you deserve a dual carriage. Thank you for your time here.
We know you have no fear.
Mrs. Marriage, you're really cool. In our opinion, you totally rule.
Everything you do is fun.
You're definitely number one.
Yay!
And now an interview with Mrs. Brewster, our deputy head.
How has Mrs. Marriage helped you since you've been here?
This is the first time I've been deputy head, so Mrs. Marriage has been really, really good at explaining things and helping me with things and showing me what to do.
Okay. What are your memories going to be when she leaves?
Of somebody who is incredibly kind and cares about all the people in school. Somebody who's very good with computers and things, which I'm not. And somebody who is just nice to talk to.
Okay, thank you.
Now we have an interview with Mrs. Brown, a class teacher.
What's changed since Mrs. Marriage has got here?
Well, before she came, we were a very nice little school, but we weren't really moving with the times, probably. So we needed to get lots of policies into place and sort out a lot of paperwork, lots of assessment of the children. And she did all of that. She put all the paperwork in order.
What will be your memories of Mrs. Marriage?
I think... As an organiser, getting things done, she doesn't miss anything. She knows everything that's going on in school. She knows all of the children. She knows their families. I think she knows us teachers quite well.
I'm now interviewing 4 Year 5s, James, Alejandro, Sophie and Ella, about what their memories of Mrs. Marriage are.
What do you like about Mrs. Marriage?
Well, she dressed
up with
us.
She joins in with all the fun.
And she joins in with the fun.
And she's quite kind.
What do you think you'll miss when Mrs. Marriage leaves at Easter?
All the fun things.
All the fun things she did and all the activities she did for us.
That's good.
Thank you.
Now we have an interview with Mrs. Smart, who is retiring from being a dinner lady at our school. When did you start being a dinner lady?
17 years ago. So I'm not quite sure what year that would be, but it was 17 years, as from summertime.
Why did you start?
To fit in with my family, that we had a dog and I could walk round and fit him in, as well as Graham, which is my son, who played a lot of football, and I can organise things around him.
What has Mrs. Marriage done for dinner time?
She's helped us quite a lot, because she's helped to arrange the different areas that you can go in, and lots of new toys that you can all play with, instruments that you can do, and things like that for you, which you're all happy to be with.
In a few words, some of your time at Caster School.
I've been very happy at Caster School. I still see a lot of the children because I live in the village, and I come into contact with quite a lot of them, and so it's quite nice to be able to talk to them, reverse back to the old times, what they used to do at Caster School.
Thank you.
Now it's time for Just 60 Seconds. Our topic this week is carpet, and we're starting with Fiona. You've got 1 minute, Fiona.
Carpets can come in all different colours and all different textures.
Challenge!
William!
Hesitation.
Correct, challenge. William, you've got 54 seconds starting now.
Carpets, you can get them all different colours, textures, and you put them on the floor and you stand on them and you can walk on them and put chairs, tables, and everything on them.
Poppy.
He kind of went off the subject because he said you can walk on them, you can put chairs on them and stuff like that.
Correct challenge. Poppy, you've got 43 seconds starting now.
Well, carpets are things which go on the floor and they're made from material, and you can get plastic carpets which have an nylon in, and also they come in lots of different colours. You can stand...
Challenge!
William.
Hesitation.
Incorrect challenge. Poppy, you've got 32 seconds starting now.
Carpets are things which fly...
Challenge!
William.
Going off the subject.
Correct challenge. William, you've got 29 seconds starting now.
Carpets are things that you walk on and they have colours, and you buy them from shops, and you buy them in big rolls, and then you roll them out and put them on the floor,
Ready?
And then you...
Poppy!
Well, he said you roll them out, and that's good.
Correct challenge. Poppy, you've got 18 seconds starting now.
Carpets are things which go on the floor, and...
William.
I didn't
Incorrect challenge. Poppy, you've got 16 seconds starting now.
Challenge is...
challenge!
William.
Going off the subject. Challenge is not part of
life. Correct challenge. William, you've got 15 seconds starting now.
Carpets, you put them on the floor, Adam.
Challenge!
Has name.
Hesitation.
Correct challenge. You've got 12 seconds starting now.
Carpets come in different colours and different sizes, and you have them in rolls and you rug them. What was that?
Challenge!
Poppy.
he hesitated.
Incorrect challenge.
He did though. I mean, he went.
Hasnain, you've got 5 seconds starting now.
As I was saying, carpets are in different colours and sizes.
Challenge! In...
Poppy.
You went off the subject.
Incorrect challenge. Hasnain, you've got 1 second. Starting now.
Carpets are in different colours and sizes and...
Okay. It's a
tie break. The winner will be the first to answer this question. What is 20 times 90?
Oh, I know.
Poppy.
1,800.
Correct. Poppy's the winner.
No! Hasnain!
That's all from Podcaster. We all hope you enjoyed this episode for our head teacher, Mrs. Marriage.